This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The men Jesus chose to be his apostles were not the kind of leaders the major corporations or even minor ones would likely choose. Not one of the 12, apparently, had any administrative experience. Not one was a renowned leader in the nation or even in the community. The apostles were not highly educated men. The divine record does not indicate that any of them had been to a graduate school or even to an undergraduate school. But Jesus knew their hearts and potentialities and had faith in their ability to do the work of his heavenly Father. Even Judas Iscariot was a wise choice at the first, or the Lord would not have chosen him. His greed turned him away from the Lord. The almost casual way Jesus selected his apostles seems so different from the way modern men select leaders. It appears on the surface that Jesus spots a man who would make an apostle and simply invites him to occupy that office. Matthew records how Jesus selected him to be an apostle. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he says to him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. Matthew 9:9. There probably is much beyond the scriptural record we would like to know, but we have all the information we need. When we select a man for a major leadership role, we must do a background check, interview the prospect, ask dozens and dozens of questions about his ability, his plans, and how he proposes to fulfill his obligations if he is hired. Tragically, when we fail to make these investigations, we often live to regret our mistakes. But Jesus did not have to do any of that. He knew about all of the men who became apostles, and about all others. The Apostle John explains, "Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name, when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man." John 2:23-25. Jesus knew more about Matthew than any investigation would have revealed. So his choice of Matthew was not a spur-of-the-moment decision. It was deliberate, thoughtful, and informed. We do not know much about Matthew, but we know our Lord chose wisely. Matthew is also called Levi. Luke writes concerning him, "And after these things, Jesus went forth and saw a publican named Levi, sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them." Luke 5:27-29. The books of Matthew and Luke identify Matthew as a publican. That means he was a tax collector, one of the most, if not the most, hated public officials in the land. Matthew collected taxes for Herod Antipas. The money collected was used to support the Roman government. In addition, many of the publicans were well paid for their services and became rich off the backs of the Jewish populace. Some of the publicans extorted money from those who were least able to pay. Tragically, not all such unscrupulous public officials are dead. The gospel writers who mention the selection of Matthew as an apostle do not provide any background information about him. We do not know how Matthew learned about Jesus, but he could hardly have been ignorant of our Lord's ministry in Capernaum. But it was in that city that Jesus saw Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, that is, collecting taxes from the Jewish people. When Jesus saw Matthew, he said, "Follow me." Matthew knew enough about the Lord to follow him. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.